So this is the time when we check in with York Technical College, and we are joined with Grant Suskin, who is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator for York Tech, as well as William Stockdale. I didn't mess that up, did I, William?
You got
William
it.
Stockdale, who is the Senior Enrollment Counselor at York Tech, and we are going to talk all about the 60th anniversary gala that's getting ready to come up at York Technical College. York Tech has been celebrating 60 years pretty much all year long. You've been doing some interviews with alumni. You've had some different events. And then you're going to have a big gala called the Dazzling Decades Gala coming up at the end of the month. So, Grant, I'll let you take it away and talk a little bit about the gala.
All right. Well, like you said, it's been a really big year for us with the 60th anniversary, launching of our mascot, big community events. And this gala is kind of the culmination of all of that at the end of the year. Right. So it's going to be on Thursday, May 22nd from 6:30 p.m. to around 9 p.m. I believe that's correct. In the Mill Room, which is in the historic Lowenstein building here in downtown Rock Hill. So we're very, very excited about that. It's a great opportunity to come out, celebrate York Technical College the past 60 years. But it's a fundraising gala. Right. So we have ticket costs, we have sponsors, and we're kind of looking to boost ourselves into the next 60 years with this event as well. So we're very, very excited about it. We're proud to share that our top sponsor, our diamond sponsor, is actually Founders Federal Credit Union.
Okay.
We've been a partner with them for a long time, and that fit, it was a very natural fit. There's a clear synergy, I would say, between our missions. York Technical College, we're very student-focused, focused heavily on student success. They're focused on the success of their members. They're very community-centered and wanting to give back to the community, similarly to York Technical College. And because we're both in the business of that transformation, of elevating our communities, that partnership just, it was very natural and it came together really nicely. So we're just grateful for them and their support of the gala as our top sponsor.
I know that this is a fundraising event and you talk about the next 60 years. What are some of those funds going to help York Tech do?
Well, it goes to, man, a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, our general fund that can be used for anything. We're talking scholarships. There's an element of emergency assistance, which is, you know, if we have students that are struggling to make ends meet kind of outside of school-related activities, if they're struggling to pay for gas, struggling to pay for food, we have funds available that can help them meet those ends in their personal lives as well. And then there are additional areas. I'm not sure all the areas off the top of my head, but those are a few of the most common ones that immediately come to mind.
And I think this is a great opportunity to not only raise funds for York Tech, but to really highlight York Tech. You know, technical colleges, sometimes people, and I'm an alumni of York Tech. I have an associate's degree from there as well. You know, they say, well, I'm just going to York Tech, and to take that just out of it.
Yes.
You know, it's a great way to highlight all of the programs and everything that York Tech has to offer. William, I'll let you take that.
Absolutely, and that'll be one of the things that we really focus on at this gala is really looking at some of those student stories and really seeing how we have an impact on student lives and student success altogether at this event. So we're really excited to really showcase that, and like you said, really take that just out to really show that we are just as good as some of our other schools in the area and then also in the state as well.
What do people need to do if they want to attend the event? Are tickets still available? Tell us what to do.
Absolutely. So tickets are currently still available. General admission tickets are $150. And so they can be purchased through our foundation website. So if you go to our foundation website, yorktech.edu, /foundation/gala, there is a link there that people can purchase tickets.
Are you still looking for sponsors? Are you sold out there? What can we do to help there?
The sponsorship deadline was May 1st.
Okay.
So we've made a lot of great connections with sponsors there. We've got a picture of a bunch of them on our webpage. We've also actually got a Facebook event as well. So if the URL is a little long for you to remember, we've got a Facebook event that you can go, and that'll send you directly to the page as well. And we've got a big list of sponsors there.
And is it cocktail attire? Is it fancy? What do we need to do when we show up?
It is. So it is cocktail attire. We're asking you to wear your sparkle. So and it's okay. If you don't have sparkle, it's okay. But yes, it is cocktail attire.
And Lucas McFadden and myself will be the MCs of that event. We are excited to be a part of that 60th event. So it is, say the date one more time.
May 22nd, which is a Thursday.
Okay. William, I'm going to let you take us into what the goings-on at York Tech look like right now? I know we're getting ready to get into summer enrollment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we just wrapped up, our students wrapped up their spring semester on Wednesday. So summer enrollment will start, we're a little less than 2 weeks away from those starting. So those classes start on May the 19th. So we are very excited for that. There's still time to enroll. So if you want to start those summer classes, there's still time for you to enroll to get started with us for that term.
What about dual enrollment? What does dual enrollment look like? I know that we have a big population of students in Rock Hill and in the Tri-County area that do take part of dual enrollment at York Tech. What does that look like?
Absolutely. So for our listeners who may not know, dual enrollment is for those students who are in high school but also taking those college credits and earning that college credit while they're still in high school. So if that's something that your junior, senior is looking to do for this upcoming fall term, first start with your school counselor. That's where we're going to start first with their school counselor to see what those options are for the student. And then once they confirm that, yes, you're good to do that, then that's when we start our process. So applying, getting accepted, and then working through whatever that student wants to enter into, whether that's just taking some general education courses, you know, English, math, those types of things, or whether it's focusing on like a trade. So a lot of our dual enrollment students really benefit from being able to leave high school with a high school diploma, but then also maybe a welding certificate or
sometimes an associate degree.
An associate's degree, right. So a lot of times they can't do that, and that is something that they can benefit from. So definitely something to look into if that's what they want to do.
And go ahead,
Angie. No, I'm sorry. I just have a question about the nursing program.
Yes, ma'am.
My daughter completed that. I'll give a shout out to her. She completed it after giving birth 72 hours. She had been on the list forever. So 72 hours after giving birth, she had to go to class.
That's amazing.
Is there still a wait list for the RN program? Is that something that you have been able to expand on?
Yes, ma'am. So there is still a wait list for it. So typically for those types of programs, students start with just their prerequisite courses, you know, that they take first. And then once they complete those and complete the other few requirements, they can then move into the clinical portion of those programs. So, yes,
ma'am. She didn't want to lose her spot.
So absolutely.
That's right. That waiting list is long.
It
always has been.
It was
program. That's a great testament to all of the great programs and things that are going on at York Tech. Mm-hmm. And speaking of graduations coming up, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When is that?
That will be Tuesday.
Okay.
Actually. So we have two ceremonies. Mm-hmm. We have one at 2 p.m. for our Health and Human Services division. So like we're talking about nursing, all those healthcare related programs. Then we have another one at 6 p.m. That is our Industrial and Engineering Technologies, our Business, Computers, Arts and Sciences, and our Workforce and Economic Development graduates are all going to be in that 6 p.m. ceremony. So it's going to be a busy day.
Long
very
day.
Excited. With it being 60 years, we may have a few special 60-year type additions and fun new things that we're talking about incorporating with the launch of our mascot and other stuff.
So and where does that take place?
This will be at Winthrop Coliseum.
Okay.
We're going to have streaming links as well that will be posted on our social media. Should be streamed through YouTube. So we're very, very excited just to be able to wrap up the year with it being such a big year for us.
And one more time, give one more plug for the Dazzling Decades 60th Anniversary York Tech Gala. Give us all the details one more time where they need to go to get tickets.
Absolutely. So that will take place on Thursday, May 22nd. And it will be in the Mill Room in the Lowenstein Building downtown Rock Hill. And if you are so interested in purchasing tickets, that can be done via our website. If you just search 60th Anniversary Gala York Tech, that will take you right to that page where you can see all the information that's there, but then also purchase tickets if you're interested.
All right. Lucas and I will be out there. We hope to see everyone there. And again, we have been speaking with Grant Suskin, who is the Marketing and Communications Coordinator at York Tech, as well as William Stockdale, who is the Senior Enrollment Counselor. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much.